This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
I mean, wow, what a day. What a day indeed when the Attorney General of the United States of America says, yes, I think spying on the president's campaign did occur. It did occur. We are finally getting the truth. Finally, it's coming out, as we always knew it would. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. The Cioli Show on Twitter at Rich Cioli and Facebook.com/Cioli Show. I remember when Mark Levin, the great one who follows this program every day at 6.06 p.m., I remember when Mark Levin first talked about Trump Tower being wiretapped. Remember? And everybody made fun of him. Everybody mocked him. I've had the honor to fill in for Mark. I'll be doing it again next week. I played some of the montages of all the idiots on late night who were mocking Mark Levin over the notion that the president was wiretapped. I mean, whether it's an old-fashioned wiretap or, you know, the Donnie Brasco old-fashioned, you know, tape recorder in the shoe or the boot, but it's the point is that he was spied on. And they mocked Levin. Levin was right. And here we are today, the Attorney General of the United States, who's not a nut. And he's not a Trump guy, even. He was Bush's Attorney General. He's H.W. Bush's Attorney General. Told the Senate panel Wednesday he believes American intelligence agencies did spy on the Trump campaign. But he says he thinks the question is whether it was adequately predicated. And he's not suggesting that it wasn't adequately predicated. He's not suggesting that rules were violated. But I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly. That means the CIA, the NSA, the DIA. That means those liars, James Clapper and James Comey. And it means John Brennan. All of them. All of them. We got to get to the bottom of this. So let's back up a moment, shall we? They bring in the Attorney General of the United States. It's an appropriations committee, so they're there to talk about funding for his agency, his department. And they turn the entire thing on the Mueller report. It's all about the Mueller report. Russia collusion. When are we getting the Mueller report? The full, unredacted Mueller report. If there's even a single word redacted, we're going to sue. And then today, this major, major exchange occurs between Senator Jean Shaheen from New Hampshire. So she asks the question. I won't play her question. We'll play the Attorney General's answer. But the question was about the origins of the FBI's counterintelligence investigation into the Trump campaign and how much of it was relied on by the dossier and the FISA warrant and on. Take a listen.
I am going to be reviewing both the genesis and the conduct of intelligence activities directed at the Trump campaign during 2016. A lot of this has already been investigated, and a substantial portion of it has been investigated and is being investigated by the Office of Inspector General at the department. But one of the things I want to do is pull together all the information from the various investigations that have gone on, including on the Hill and in the department, and see if there are any remaining questions to be addressed.
And can you share with us why you feel a need to do that?
Well, for the same reason we're worried about foreign influence in elections. We want to make sure that during an election, I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. Generation I grew up in, which was the Vietnam War period, you know, people were all concerned about spying on anti-war people and so forth by the government. And there were a lot of rules put in place to make sure that there's an adequate basis before our law enforcement agencies get involved in political surveillance. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I think there's spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, let me...
But the question is whether it was predicated, adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated, but I'd need to explore that. I think it's my obligation. Congress is usually very concerned about intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies staying in their proper lane, and I want to make sure that happened. We have a lot of rules about that. And I want to say that I've said I'm reviewing this. I haven't set up a team yet, but I have in mind having some colleagues help me pull all this information together and let me know whether there's some areas that should be looked at.
Let's go over a couple things here. So he brings up what happened during the Vietnam War. And remember that time that we had this notion of the government targeting anti-war demonstrators and spying on civil rights leaders, creating dossiers on them and that sort of thing. It was all of the what would be known as the Nixonian tactics. Of course, Lyndon Johnson did the bulk of that, but they say it's Nixonian just because it sounds better than Johnsonian. But let's face it, Lyndon Johnson was a monster at using government resources to go after his enemies. Pretty much everybody did. But I mean, really, Johnson was this guy. I mean, he made an art form out of it. J. Edgar Hoover. Right. The cross-dressing director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, who loved to abuse power and loved to spy on Americans. We're not supposed to live in a country where that happens. We were supposed to reform that. And the people that reformed it, the legislature, should be outraged that it may have happened again. They're not. You notice that? You notice that they're not outraged about this? Remember how the media reacted back then? Like the movie The Post is a good example. Have you ever seen this movie with Tom Hanks and you know, Meryl Streep, and it's all about the Washington Post and Nixon and everything? You know, the media taking a brave stand against government, and government would punish their enemies, and the IRS would punish their enemies. And so literally all of that's happening and happened and happening in both past and present and possibly future. And there's no outrage over it because the target of this is Donald Trump. The Attorney General is a very reasonable man. He's very reasoned. And he's saying, we have to look into this. And he's not even suggesting that they did anything wrong because he doesn't know, because he's sober enough to say, we have to investigate it. Now, shouldn't that be greeted with applause and cheers and say, that's outstanding. What a leader. He's not jumping to conclusions. He's not even suggesting that anyone did anything improper. He just wants to get a full accounting of what happened, to make sure that nobody did anything improper. Instead, what you get is you get people on Twitter like Eric Holder slamming him for this. Slamming him, the former Attorney General Eric Holder. Nothing was improper. He didn't say it was. He said he wants a full accounting. Why is that a problem for you? Why wouldn't you welcome that? You get Clapper and Brennan, these two liars. Nothing was... Everything done was up to par. Okay, so then welcome the investigation. Welcome the flashlight shining on your little rat nest. But they're not welcoming it, are they? They're very nervous. They're very concerned. They're very scared. The Attorney General thinks spying on a presidential campaign did occur, and he wants to get answers on this. He wants to get to the bottom of this. And instead of the Congress, which has oversight over the executive branch, saying, you know what? Great. Good. Because whether it's Trump or it's Hillary Clinton or it's whoever in the future, we can't live in a country like this. They're all now going, well, you're just distracting from the Mueller report. How? You realize that back in the 60s and 70s when they had the IRS targeting people, looking at their tax returns and that sort of thing, is exactly what they're trying to do now with the president's tax returns. It's basically, as the old saying, the past is prologue, but now the past is happening again. And now the media is cheering it on. Unfortunately, there are many people in the Democratic Party, and by that I mean all of them, cheering it on. So they're cheering this on instead of saying, wait, stop. You may hate Trump, but this is not how this is supposed to work in our republic. And Barr, who's a very sober guy, I don't mean sober in the sense of not drinking. I just mean sober in his rationale. This is a very even-keel guy here. You know, he's not sitting there pounding the table going, this president was spied on and I want to get to the bottom of this. And he's just saying that there are real concerns. And spying on a political campaign is bad. It's a big deal. It's bad. All right, let's keep going.
mind having some colleagues help me pull all this information together and let me know whether there's some areas that should be looked at. I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. I mean, I think that's one of the principal roles of the Attorney General.
Absolutely it is. Why isn't that greeted with applause? Bravo! You know, if it was in a movie, it would. Like, if this was a movie about a Republican president... No, let me start over. If this was a movie about a Democrat president who was spied on, and here was his attorney general before Congress, and at the very end of the movie, he goes, because that's, we have to make sure this never happens again, and I'm here to make sure that government power is not abused. There'd be the sweeping orchestra music and the applause, and he would get up and he'd walk out and there'd be cheers, and, you know, I could see it now. But it's a Republican president and it's a Democrat Congress, so instead it's... This is an outrage and a distraction. It's actually a really great plot for a movie. I mean, think about it, right? The Democrat president is spied on by the previous Republican administration, who wants to keep him from being elected president. So they use the powers of the office to target his campaign, using the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the DIA, and the IRS potentially now, to go after a private American citizen, to deny that citizen the right of which people have bled for, to become the president of the United States. And here's this brave attorney general who's not going to let them stop him, even though they could kill him, they could come after him, and he's not worried about it because he's going to get to what's right. He's going to stop this and make sure it never happens again. Yeah, the music comes on, the sweeping orchestra, chills. People in the audience, they tear up. But it's real life, and it's not a Democrat president and a Republican Congress, and it wasn't a Republican president that did this to a Democrat candidate, so it was a Democrat president and his administration who did this to a Republican, so the answer is, well, obviously, they must have done it, must have been justified. They must have been justified. Clearly, they wouldn't have done it any other way. Barr deserves a medal for this. I'm not a big fan of the guy. You know, when he was nominated and he was going through his confirmation hearings, I raised a lot of doubts about Barr. And I'm not one of those guys that said just because the president nominated him, he should automatically be confirmed. I had reservations. I think that the president could have made a better choice at the time. But I got to tell you, what I heard today gave me chills. I heard the sweeping orchestra music in my mind because it's exactly what needs to happen now. It's a bad thing when presidential campaigns are spied on. It's a bad thing when the government abuses its power. It's a bad thing when the government targets private citizens and tries to stop them from winning the presidency of the United States of America. These are bad things. And the attorney general should make sure that the government does not abuse its power. It really should. He should make sure of that. He should be there to do that. That's a job he should do. It's a job that Robert Kennedy once said he was going to do as attorney general. Barr deserves a medal for this. And yet the answer from so many people in the media is, why is he going down this road? Obviously, everything the Obama administration did was justified because look at the collusion. Well, that's exactly right. Where's the collusion? Where is it? 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. There's going to be a lot to discuss about this topic today. As you know, I get very fired up over the notion of the government abusing civil liberties. I always have. I've been consistent on this for years. And the fact that it happened this time to my guy is irrelevant because tomorrow could happen to your guy. That's why we can't ever let it happen again. But all of us who said the president was spied on and that the government abused its powers and we were becoming a police state and the government employed police state tactics, well, guess what? The Attorney General of the United States said today they're finally going to look into it, and he thinks that might have happened too. He's not sure, and he's not condemning because he doesn't know. He's going to get the facts. And for that alone, he should get a round of applause. So how are the reactions from Barr's testimony going today? Well, as you can predictably imagine, people on the left, instead of going, yeah, you know, we got to get to the bottom of this, he's right. They're going, oh, he just wants to curry favor with the president. He just wants to be the president's BFF. He just, you know, I just trying to, that's all he is. The Attorney General of the United States today raised an incredibly important point that could also destroy his credibility irreparably. Think about it. You know, if he's wrong, if there's no spying, then he might sound like a giant conspiracy nut in his whole career of being this reasonable prosecutor, trusted by two presidents and corporations and everything else, could go out the window, right? But he doesn't think this is a nutty conspiracy theory, and that's why he's saying this. And he's at a point in his life where he doesn't have to say these kind of things anymore. I'm pretty sure Barr doesn't need this job. Bill Barr doesn't need to be attorney general at this point in his life. He's already been attorney general. I'm sure this guy's got plenty of money. He's an attorney. And I'm sure that if nothing else, he could write a book or two. I think he'll be just fine. And yet the answer from one of MSNBC's legal analysts as to why the Attorney General of the United States is suggesting now that there needs to be an investigation over potential spying of the campaign, the idiotic answer from another attorney is this.
Intelligence agencies more broadly, and at one point he said, I think spying did occur. Your take on that, Cynthia?
Well, I think that's crazy.
How do you know? So let's stop it here for a second. How do you know it's crazy? Right. I mean, the attorney general didn't say it happened. He doesn't know if it happened. He's not suggesting that if it did happen, it shouldn't have happened. I mean, like, let's think about his comments here for a second. He said, I think spying did occur, but the question is whether it was adequately predicated. Now, you're a smart attorney. I know you know what the word predicated means, right? Right. I'm sure that's when, like, law school, like the first year of law school, they probably teach you what the word predicated means. And I'm not suggesting that it wasn't adequately predicated. I am not suggesting those rules were violated, but I think it is important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly. What in that is crazy? What in that is crazy? Nothing. Right? Says, I think spying did occur. And by the way, what he's suggesting here is maybe the spying should have occurred, right? Maybe it was entirely reasonable that the spying occurred. But instead of that, the answer from MSNBC's legal analyst is, oh, this is crazy. The answer from everybody is, this is crazy. Why is it crazy? He's not even closing the door, the possibility that maybe they did the right thing. If people could just step back from the precipice of their emotions for 1 second and even understand what the attorney general's saying, they would go, hey, great, good. Hey, because you know what? If there was spying that happened, I'm sure the Obama administration had every good reason to do it. But you notice how they don't even say that? You notice that? Instead, they just dismiss it outright. That's crazy talk. Crazy town. But wait a second. Spying did occur, didn't it? I mean, wasn't Carter Page spied on? Wasn't George Papadopoulos spied on? And weren't they part of the campaign in some way, shape, or form? So it did happen. The question is, was it predicated on good information or bad information? Was it predicated on good purposes or bad purposes? Was it predicated on things that should be predicated? Do me a favor, Greg, if you would, just start the clip over again. MSNBC legal analyst Cynthia Alksney on MSNBC.
Intelligence agencies more broadly, and at one point he said, I think spying did occur. Your take on that, Cynthia?
Well, I think that's crazy. You know,
she laughs.
We're all a little quiet Trump here accused, because we're just hearing the Attorney General of the United States suggesting that intel agency.
That some reason there was spying on the Trump campaign, and Trump accused that, and there was bugging in the campaign, and there just wasn't.
How do you know?
And obviously Barr feels the need to curry favor with Trump, and I don't understand why a man of his standing and reputation would feel the need to kowtow to the president in such a way.
He doesn't. That's the point. He doesn't. He doesn't feel the need to do that. That's why he doesn't have to do it, because he doesn't have to do it. But why can't you understand that? Don't you love how the left believes the government's infallibility when it concerns things like this? The FBI was obsessed with Martin Luther King. They spied on Martin Luther King. And the FBI has spied on people over the years. You notice how, this is amazing to me too, when a police officer shoots an unarmed black person, immediately the police are all bad, right? I mean, all the police are bad. Whether this cop's actions were bad or not, every officer's indicted, there's a major, major problem. But the federal law enforcement is infallible. The federal law enforcement's infallible in the eyes of the left. They never do anything wrong. Never. They're perfect. There are bad cops on the local level. There are bad cops on the federal level. Why can't the left be consistent in that? I'm consistent on that. I'm not suggesting the whole FBI is bad. I'm not suggesting the whole police is bad. The whole, that is grammatically terrible. You know what I mean? All cops are bad. But they do, right? Yeah, they'll do that. There'll be an unarmed shooting, a shooting that happened or a shooting that should have never happened. And then they'll indict every person wearing a badge in this country. there are FBI agents who may have abused their authority and their power, and the left dismisses it. And that's crazy. Crazy. Why? Why can't there just be some rogue people in the FBI? Why can't there be rogue people in the federal law enforcement? They're bad cops at the local level, bad cops on the federal level. Why is that so hard to understand? It's because they have this fantasy in their head. First of all, the federal government's perfect, even Trump's federal government, which is amazing. And also because they want it to be true. They want it to be true that if the FBI did anything, it was justified. But now they realize it wasn't justified, so now they have to pretend like it never happened. They are so inconsistent. The Attorney General is laying out a very reasonable position. He doesn't know if their actions were justified or not. Much like when the FBI investigates a local police department for potentially violating someone's civil rights. They don't know. They're looking into it. They're investigating. Does the left dismiss that too? Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. How do you know? What does this woman know that I don't know? Or that the Attorney General doesn't know? She doesn't know anything. But isn't it something, right? The allegation that the federal government may have violated Donald Trump's civil liberties is something they just refuse to even get their arms around. They can't even for a second acknowledge that that could have occurred. Why not? Why not? What are you afraid of? And it is a blind allegiance to the federal government, I guess, for some of these people. It's just a blind worship of government for them. And they have this complete inability to ever say that government's wrong. Ever. Even Trump's government. You know, they'll defend the EPA. They'll defend the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. They'll defend all these things. They'll defend their no-fly lists. They'll defend the FISA warrants. They'll defend wiretapping. They'll defend spying. Left and right, these people don't give a damn about civil liberties. They don't. But if this had been done to Barack Obama by the Bush administration, they would be losing their damn minds right now. Would they not? And they should. The Attorney General suggests we have to look into this and understand why it happened. He's not casting judgment. He doesn't know if it shouldn't have happened. He doesn't know if it should have happened. That's the point of saying what it was predicated on. These people on the left are so afraid to have a light shine on this. You notice that? They are so terrified of a light shining on this. See, I think deep down inside they know that civil liberties were abused by some very bad actors in the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, the DIA, the Justice Department. They know that it happened. They know that it did. But they're okay with it happening. See, that's the difference. They're okay with it happening. They're fine with it. You see, you can abuse civil liberties as long as the target of the civil liberties you're abusing is someone that the left doesn't like. Then it's perfectly okay to do. You can take away somebody's due process rights and take away their guns. It's fine. They don't mind doing that because you know what? They don't like guns. So due process rights be damned. This is a consistent pattern with these people. Always. The same people that, of course, if a local cop does shoot somebody, automatically guilt. It's done. We don't even need an investigation. Done. It's always about with them the target of who the abuse is. Who's the target here with them? And then they're just all over the place. They flop and flip all over the place. Barr has nothing to gain from currying favor with the president. Nothing. So if he finds some bad actors in the FBI and he outs them and he indicts them, arrests them for, he can't indict them, but if he arrests them for abusing their badge, why would you not cheer that on? Why would you not go bravo? Because we can't have FBI agents who are corrupt, like Peter Strzok. Why would you not cheer that on? Why would you not say that's a good thing to get rid of bad cops at the federal level? Instead they go, it's crazy. It's crazy. The Attorney General of the United States has nothing to gain from currying favor with the president. He's got money. He's got a great reputation. And if the president doesn't like him and the president fires him, so what? He gets to go play golf every day of his life again. What does he care? He doesn't care. He doesn't need this job. Their answer is not that, well, you know, maybe this guy's right. Maybe this should be looked into because really we can't allow this to happen. I mean, if we have corruption at the federal government where they're abusing civil liberties and they're using their law enforcement division of government to institute a police state to control elections, we have to make sure that never happens because someday it'll be against somebody that we like. Nope. They're okay with taking the chance because it happened to Trump. They're okay with that. They really are. Notice that. Not cheering Barr on. They're calling him crazy. They're calling this guy crazy. And you have Eric Holder and people in the Trump and the Obama administration all coming out. And as you'd expect, the talking heads of the media instantly are all laughing at this. I'm sure tomorrow morning, Joe and Mika will be laughing at this. Mika, it's absurd. The idea is absurd. He's gone crazy town. Ha, 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 ha. And they all laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Why? What? Why? Are you telling me that people on the federal level are infallible, that they can't make mistakes or they can't do things wrong on purpose? They're infallible. They're perfect. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. So if you think that maybe civil liberties were abused on the federal level by the federal government's law enforcement department and or investigative intelligence department, you're now crazy. Crazy that the idea could ever occur. And even looking into the idea is crazy, even though we know it happened. Even though we know it happened, even though that we know that Carter Page and George Papadopoulos were in fact spied on, we know that FISA warrants were issued, we know all this, and yet it's still crazy. I don't understand that either, how we know it happened, and yet it's crazy to begin to investigate why it happened. We know it happened, and yet it's crazy to investigate why. These people amaze me. They really do.
Riccioli 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.